Hello, I'm Avery.
And I'm Asante.
And this is Zillennial Moms. In today's episode, we will be discussing the part of motherhood no one talks about. I don't want to be a mom today. To start off, Asante's going to read us a quote.
And the quote is by Rachel Martin. It goes like this. A real mom. Emotional, yet the rock. Tired, but keeps going. Worried, but full of hope. Impatient, yet patient. Overwhelmed, but never quits. Amazing, even though doubted. Wonderful, even in the chaos. And a life changer every single day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like that's mommyhood in a nutshell. Before you get into our first question, I just want to make a disclaimer for all the listeners out there. There are days where we get in ruts and we just don't feel like being a mom, but in no way, shape, or form are we saying we do not love our children. So I just want to set the record straight.
Yes. So, Ave, I don't want to be a mom today. Have you ever felt this way?
Yeah. Especially, and I feel like it's so taboo. Like, I have yet to hear people actually say this out their mouths without like fearing that people are gonna judge them. But
right.
More so now because Harlow is near her terrible twos.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like more so now than anything, I definitely feel that way without a doubt.
Yes.
Can you
relate? I definitely agree with you. And I feel like it's more or less on, because granted, every mom has, you know, the good and the bad days, and you know the bad days is gonna come, you know. But it's the days that, you know, I don't feel like being a mom. And I feel like it's more because, one, I am doing it by myself, but not only because I'm doing it by myself, it's because I lose myself in being a mom.
Yes.
A lot of times. And I also feel like it's something so new and every day is so different. Whereas before, you know, I could kind of like, you know, plan out the day, and if it don't go as planned, you know, I have plan B or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And with being a mom, it's like, you just gotta roll with the punches, you know? However it comes, plans, what's that? You know, you can try to plan something, but 9 times out of 10, B and C is going to kick in.
Right. Well, I remember my grandma, I can't remember if we mentioned it in a previous episode or just us talking, but my grandmother, my entire pregnancy, kept saying, like, this is the easy part. The pregnancy is the easy part.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you could just get up and leave. She's like, then the baby comes and you got to grab this, grab that. Mm-hmm. You got to plan every single thing to a T.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, you are right. Like, if I knew what I know now, I would have listened to my grandma and enjoyed the pregnancy and just basically having no other responsibility besides myself.
Right. Exactly. Yeah,
It could be very taxing. And it is rewarding, but it's very, very exhausting.
Yes, it definitely is.
So, well, that could lead me to my next question. Why do some moms feel this way? And do you think it gets better with time? Or is this just something that's going to happen throughout motherhood?
I feel like a lot of moms feel this way because... Katie, you got a lot to say today? I feel like a lot of moms feel this way because they miss their old life. And they're like having a hard time trying to adjust to their new life with all the new changes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I was saying before, it's like exhausting because like someone constantly needs you.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're changing and growing, they're like, you're constantly having to adapt, but then constantly having to pretty much like give your all.
Yes.
And if you're, I feel like no one could ever 100% give 100% like every single day.
Right, exactly.
Like, you're
your
not
best
a machine.
Definitely changes. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're not a machine. But as far as like the part of the question that we asked, does it get better with time? I don't think it necessarily gets better with time. I don't want to word it like that, but I just feel mm-hmm. like there's new challenges that arise
mm-hmm.
That make you just feel like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to today.
Right, right.
But like I said, like with Harlow, the newborn stage was really bad for me with breastfeeding. And I just wanted to, like, I love my child. I was like, but if mm-hmm. there's a way I could just love her and just not have to, like, do the responsibility part, mm-hmm. that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, you know, in like later infancy into like a year old, okay, now we're nearing terrible twos and I'm starting to like almost get anxiety again, like about feeling like that because mm-hmm. the tantrums, and then you're just, and then it's like she's super attached to me, like, mommy, 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 pick me up. She's curious and nosy. So I try to go to the bathroom. She's in the bathroom with me. I'm washing my hands. I'm doing the dishes, folding clothes. She's right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you don't let her do what she wants to do. She throws herself on the floor and cries about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. For like 2 weeks straight now. So I'm like, please let this just be a tiny little phase.
Goodness. As far as getting better with time, I can agree with you. I don't think it gets better. I just feel like as moms, we learn how to deal with it and we don't let it make or break us.
Right.
Because obviously we can feel how we want to feel. The job still has to get done, you know? But as far as getting better with time, we just learn how to deal with it. So it doesn't necessarily get better. We just get better at dealing with it.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yes, for sure. So with that being said, what can we do to help cope with like some of these emotions in a healthy way, in a healthy manner?
I think one, you kind of have to like, kind of like step outside of the situation. Like if there's a day where you're feeling overwhelmed or you just don't feel like, kind of ask yourself why. Like, why do I feel like this? Like, what is it today and why? Mm-hmm. Get mm-hmm. to the root of the problem. Be honest with yourself. Like,
Yeah.
So yeah, I think you need to step back and analyze. And also we talked about this in the Finding Sense of Self episode.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think you have to do everything. Like, I feel like that's what makes it exhausting at times. Mm-hmm. And then that's when you're like, I just want to throw the towel in.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, I was reading this article about, you know, a very similar topic to this. And the mom was basically saying, once my kids were old enough to pack their lunch for school, I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right,
if you
right.
don't pack your own lunch, then you have to eat the lunch at school. But she was like, mm-hmm. I was packing the lunches, laying the outfits out. But she was like, you pack your lunch. And that was one less thing she had to do that she
found
out. Mm-hmm. And she's like, if you don't, you got to eat the nasty school lunch. You still get to eat, but it's not snacks from home that mom made. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was like one less thing that she had to do. So I was like, I could see that. Not feeling like you have to do everything and be like the perfect mom
mm-hmm.
that does all the school projects and shows up to every function and does this. Like, you're losing your identity in it. And then you're like,
exactly.
Exhausted. You're like, I just don't want to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. A very, very good point.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, when your kids get older, let them do what they can do. Right. They want to be independent, let them be independent. For sure. I also feel like taking the time out, you know, and allowing, you know, if you do have a babysitter, you know, utilizing the babysitter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, taking that time out for yourself, like you said, so you can recap, rethink, and reconsider what is bringing you to this point. Why do you feel like this today? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Even if it's been a couple of months, why have I been feeling like this over the last couple of months? You know, reevaluating your situation so that you can pinpoint the problem and actually find a solution for it. You know what I'm saying? Granted, you may not never feel like being a mom. Maybe you feel like it's something that you that just happened. You know what I'm saying? Right. It wasn't supposed to go down like that. It wasn't planned. You didn't intend on being a mom, but you're a mom now. You know what I'm saying? So you obviously have to find ways to get around it. And granted, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that it's not okay to feel the way you feel, because this is why we even bring a light to this episode. This is why we want to bring light to the situation, because a lot of moms feel like, you know, this way and scared or have that fear of discussing why they feel this way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we want to bring light to it. We want to let you guys know that it is okay to feel the way that you're feeling by any means. Feel the way that you're feeling, you know what I'm saying? But also, when you know that there's a problem, you know, try to find solutions, you know what I'm saying? And again, like I said, you may never feel like you want to be a mom.
Right.
That doesn't mean you don't love your child, and it's totally okay to feel the way you feel.
But well, there are, it was the same article. I'll have to link it when we actually, I'll link it in the description, but the lady who wrote it was actually a woman that couldn't get pregnant. And she's like, so I felt even that much more guilty about it, because I longed to have a child and I finally got it. And she's like, this is not at all what I thought it was going to be. You know, well, it was, but not in its entirety. She was like,
right.
parts of it I don't like, and there's parts of it that I love.
Right.
At the end of the day, obviously mothers still love their children. It's just motherhood itself, like I said, it's taxing. Like,
yes,
you can't just be like, no, you know, mommy, I'm hungry, I don't feel like feeding you today. Like, I gotta drag my butt out of bed in the morning and make French toast.
But you with this French toast, we gotta make a shirt.
Right.
I want French toast. That's too cute.
Okay, so that leads me to my next question, though. So should moms feel guilty about this at all?
No.
No, wait.
No.
Again, 100%.
Again, let's go back to drastic changes. Having a child is a huge change. And drastic changes brings drastic emotions. Mm-hmm. It is A-okay to feel the way that you're feeling. You know, not every day is going to be a great day. The first 3 months of your baby's life, you're going to be waiting for a smile and you're not going to get it.
Right.
And that's challenging. That's very challenging. When you're giving to something that's not giving you nothing back.
Right.
When you expect it, you know, that's going to become very, very challenging, especially like if you're someone like us who's been having issues with breastfeeding, and especially like if you a single mom or whatever the case may be, you know, it is going to be challenging, very, very challenging, because you're giving your all to something that in the beginning, it may not seem like you're getting anything back, or it may not even be worth it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it is definitely okay to feel with the way you feel, and it is, you don't have to feel guilty about it at all. You shouldn't feel guilty about it.
I couldn't agree more. I remember, I think it was like last week, and like I said, Harlow within these past weeks has been starting her terrible tooth stuff, and I was just really out of it, and Chris was like, what's wrong with you? I just start crying. And I basically was like, I just do not feel like being a mom today. But like the look on his face was like, what? Wow. What do you mean? Like, where is this coming from? Like, he was just mad. He was like, well, dang. I'm like, no, not like, because I feel like initially when you hear it, you're like, whoa, like that's rough. But it's not that I don't love my child. It's just like, and it's not even really like always the tending to the child, it's the other stuff with it. Like, if I could just play with just Harlow all day, I'd probably be fine. But then I gotta do the dishes, I gotta fold clothes, I gotta cook, I gotta grocery shop. Like, it's just everything in one.
Yes, I'm laughing so hard because I can see the looks on
his face. Yes. He was like, wait, I what? I can
see the look on his face and now that's the funniest. Like, but no, I'm so happy that you brought up that point because I was just encouraging another lady in one of the breastfeeding groups that I attend. I was just encouraging her. She's such a sweetheart. Like, she does a great job with her kid. But she, like, kind of broke down and she kind of, you know, expressed some of her emotions. And it was along the lines of, like, I don't feel like being a mom. You know what I'm saying? And it was almost like she was almost scared, but she still expressed, like, this is not a new feeling, you know. Mm-hmm. I've been feeling like this for some time now, you know, since my baby was actually born, you know, I've been feeling like this for some time. And again, like I said, I was encouraging her because she's also working full time and she does, like, you know, senior work, and anybody who nurse aid knows that work is not the easiest work in the world.
Yeah.
So she's working full time and she's got a lot going on and she's doing the whole breastfeeding thing and stuff like that, you know? And she just, like, completely broke down and was like, I've been feeling like this for some time now, you know, it was not nothing new, you know? And she just broke down and I'm like, it's A-okay. First of all, being a mom is a full-time job in itself.
Right.
That alone is a full-time job. Not to mention, we got to make a living outside of being a full-time mom. So whether it means working or getting how you live, you know what I'm saying? Not only that, you got to tend to your household. You got to make sure it's clean because, God forbid, somebody walks into your house and it's not clean, that's automatically neglect, you know?
Right. So
besides the fact that, you know, you're a mom, that's a full-time job, it's already stressful because every day is not a good day. You're working, every day at work is not going to be a good day at work, you know what I'm saying? You have to keep yourself at a certain standard, you know what I'm saying? Because in this day and age, anything is, you're looked at as completely horrible for doing anything wrong or having one lazy day or something, you know what I'm saying? So I was kind of explaining to her, like, you're fine for feeling the way you're feeling. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be at this point where you are now because you're only going to get stronger from here, one. And two, let's normalize it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's normalize it. Yes. It's not easy. It's not an easy job at all. You're responsible for another human being. That's not easy.
Right.
Really not easy. You have to make life-changing decisions for another human being. It's already hard making a life-changing decision for yourself. So to have to make it for someone else too, you know what I'm saying? And yeah. Then you have the thought, okay, like, is this going to be worthy in the long run? Is it going to be worthwhile? You know what I'm saying? Is what I'm really doing going to be valued one day? You know what I'm saying? So I was explaining to her, like, hey, look, if you don't feel like doing it today, do not feel bad because you're not the only mom that don't feel like doing it today. And a lot of moms would be lying if they didn't have a day where they felt like this.
Right.
Do you think that culture have an effect on mothers feeling like this?
Yeah, at least in the American culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the American culture, as of right now, is like they value excessive productivity. I mentioned, I think, maybe two episodes ago about like during the pandemic, like the height of it in March of last year, people were like, if you don't have your business started or you don't got this going on or your dream body, you're lazy. Like everybody has free time, everything's shut down. But that's just the culture we live in. Like moms are expected to be doing everything, like having like they're like three people in different places, like they're still one person, they can't be everywhere at once.
Exactly.
But I feel like definitely the American culture and the roles women play, women are in power, women are busy these days, and I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like we're kind of stuck in between two norms as far as women being moms, because, you know, like the old way was the women stayed home, got pregnant, and tended to the house and kids. Now the new way is women basically having equality in the workplace and in society. So I feel like we're kind of seeing a shift, and we're like somewhere in between where mommy's still expected to do all of the above, but also keep a job.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. And I feel like we already talked about social media. I just feel like society and other people make us feel like we should be doing a million things to be called a good mom.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get sucked into that, and then you're like exhausted, and you're like, I don't want a mom today. I just don't want to do it. So yeah, I do. Definitely. I think culture has an effect. How do you feel?
I agree. Culture does have an effect. And I feel like in the, like you said, the American culture, I feel like a lot more is expected of the moms. Whereas mm-hmm. in other cultures, you know, it's more family oriented, and, you know, the responsibilities are shared. You know what I'm saying?
That and, reminds you know, me. Do you ever hear the saying, it takes a village to raise a baby?
To raise a child, yep. Mm-hmm.
But that's legitimate in other cultures. Yes. Mm-hmm. They come and they take care of not just the baby, but the
mm-hmm.
mom.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they
mm-hmm.
pamper her and bring her home cooked meals.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not just mommy and daddy, or just mommy while daddy's off at work. It is. It's like a village that helps raise the child.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right.
Yes, and I feel like here a lot of moms are, you know, is believed to have all this strength, you know,
mm-hmm.
to get everything done, when really that's not the case, you know. Not that we aren't strong, but we are still human, you know.
Yeah, I more so think it's just other people, or what we think other people will think of us.
Exactly. Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we talked about culture. What about age? Do you think age has an effect on women feeling this way?
I do, actually. I feel like the older you are, it's almost as if the less help you need. So without that help, you're more likely to feel like you can't do it, if that makes sense, you know?
Right.
So I feel like the older you are, or because sometimes it don't even have to be the older you are. I guess the more mature you are too, as well, because I feel like maturity plays a part in this as well.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're looked at as, you got it, you know, you got it covered, you know. When really, I may look like I got it covered, but check for me, you know.
Right.
Actually, sit down, have a conversation with me, pick my brain a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Read me a little bit, you know, because I'm sure I can be read like a book sometimes, you know.
Right.
So read me a little bit. But yeah, I feel like younger moms are sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Whereas older moms are looked at as, you should have it figured out, you know?
Right.
I
don't know. I kind of feel like indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
But part of me is like, yes, like age can have an effect on women feeling this way.
Mm-hmm.
But then at the same time, like, I've heard moms, old, young, and in between,
mm-hmm.
not flat out say the words verbatim that we're
right,
saying.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. But they're basically saying, like, I don't feel like being a mommy today. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just,
mm-hmm.
I can't.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it depends on your circumstances, too. Like, not necessarily age.
Yeah, yeah, but like, agreed.
If you're a single mom, or if you have multiple kids, mm-hmm. or et cetera, et cetera.
Right, right, right. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, yeah, you did make a great point. Circumstantial. Mm-hmm. I agree with that 100%.
All right. Well, real quick, I want to go back to the question we asked each other about what can you do to help cope with these emotions in a healthy manner. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you have done specifically yourself to like help you, you know, get out of that rut that you're in? Is there anything that's helped?
Yes. And that's why I agree with you so much on the reevaluating thing, because I did find myself reevaluating a lot of days, you know, my feelings and my emotions. I would, you know, actually sit down and ask myself, why do you feel this way today? You know, okay. Why is this bothering you so much? You know, what happened that led to this, you know? Right. And I know, I would find a lot of the times, like, you know, a turn of events took place that led up to me feeling the way I felt. And, you know, I just gave up completely, you know?
Right. Now, I know, too, guys, she's been boxing lately and getting her little workout on.
Oh, yeah. I'm
sure that, like, helps you relieve stress and you're not, like, it's time specifically away from tending to your child. Like, you're like, okay,
yes,
I can unwind. I have to worry about catering to somebody and being responsible for somebody in that moment. It's like a getaway.
So yes, and they're taking time out.
Yes, I can identify with that, because right after I told Chris, I was like, I don't feel like being a mommy. I got all emotional, and literally right after that, his dad watched her for the night. And that's all I needed. Literally, the next day, I was, like, so happy, full of energy. And I was like, I just needed a breather.
Aww.
Yeah, like you said, time to just step away from the situation.
Yes.
And just to reevaluate. But, yeah, I just think overall, listen to your gut, mommies out there. If you feel like you're doing too much or stressing you out, gotta go.
Exactly. Yep. Well,
that was all for this week's episode, guys. I hope you enjoyed, and we will see you guys next Monday at 5.